Okay. Let's just do a short chazara for those of us who need a chazara. Basically, the sugi over here on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph deals with the seifa of the Mishnah. Seifa of the Mishnah: Tnu mana leish ploni umeis yitnu laachar misa. What is the basis of the halacha of the seifa of the Mishnah? So we have in the Gemara machlokes between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Rav Zvid understands it dealing with a bari. And if it's a bari, what means do we have of transfer of the mana? He wants to set it up as a case of maimat shloshtan. If it's a case of maimat shloshtan, why then do we need siburin va'omdim? So this is Rav Zvid Shita, that we only apply maimat shloshtan to a pikadon and not to a halva. Okay, that's point A in the Gemara. Come back to this in a minute. Rav Papa, on the other hand, he understands that Mishnah is dealing with a shchivmira. If we're dealing with a shchivmira, shedvarav kiksuvim asurim, so again, the question is, why then do we require siburin va'omdim? So here Rav Papa has a shita that we are choshesh for mana kavur, and therefore we have to be certain that this is the mana that the shchivmira intended, otherwise hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya, it remains with the yorshim. So we have over here a double machloket between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. We have over here a local machlokas in terms of whether by divrei shchimira, if the language is mana as opposed to mana zeh, we're choshesh for mana kavur. That's a local machlokas. And then we have a broader machlokas between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa within Mamad Shloshtan. Is it a principle that applies even to the world of halva'a? Or is it a principle, or is it a means that applies only to the world of pikadon? Okay, that's a double machlokes that we have over here. We also have a machlokes between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa in terms of divrei shchimira kiksuvim ksurim damu. In the world of get, does one have to say tenu get l'ishti, or is it enough to say kisvu get l'ishti? And this, the Gemara points out, is a machlokes tanoim, machlokes rabbanan, Rav Shimon Shizuri, as to what degree a person has to reach in terms of behilus, in terms of being bahul, that will say lekach nitkaven, that if a person is yotze bakolar, if he's yotze b'shayara, then clearly everyone agrees that we have a principle that he is bahul, and when he said kisfu, he meant kisfu tenu. When the person is shchivmira, that over here is the machlokes that we have in the Tanoim, and we also have a machlokes amoraim. So, moving back to the world of maimad shloshtan, we pointed out that in maimad shloshtan we have to ask two questions. Firstly, why were rabbanan mitaken such a takana? Aren't there alternative kinyanim? And secondly, how does it work? So, in terms of the why, we explained that the chiddush of maimad shloshtan is that it works even baal korcho. However, we pointed out, don't we also have odisa that works baal korcho? So here, Tosfos says something. We're not sure what he says. He says there's a difference, that maimad shloshtan goes beyond odisa, and we pointed out it's machokes between the Maharsha and the Maharam. Is this a question that in maimad shloshtan the chiddush is we don't need edim? Odisa requires edim. There's a tircha involved to run around to get edim. Ma'ashayin came by matzloshtan. There's no need for edim l'kiyam hadavar, only for birur. Or is it a problem in terms of the whole ethic of using odisa in a situation where you know that it's not true, just in order to transfer something? Well, by matzloshtan, we don't have to come on to any rationalization. We're not dealing over here with anything that isn't true. Just in this respect, there is a Tosfos a little later on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Aleph, Divra Maschio, Kehilcha Sabalotam. Perush, Tosfos says, Masha Moe Liknos, Avotam Yesh Loma Tiknu Chachamim Ma'amad Shloshtan, Tiknu Shlo Yitztarech Litroach Vela Asos Kinyanim. In other words, it appears over here, this covers the Makar of the Maharsha, that the Ma'amad Shloshtan was come to create a certain degree of efficiency, to remove any external tirchot. So just as we're toreach not to require maisa kinyan, but the tzivui would be enough, so also, l'chor, according to the Maharsha, we also can do away with the tircha of bringing in edim that would be required by odis. We want the most streamlined of kinyanim. Okay, so with the Maharsha has a raya, yes?
Is there any reason why them halachot didn't this doesn't work with the Kenyan of two people. So right. Why should it not work under those circumstances?
Why?
I mean, you need all three people to be there.
All three people are involved in changing their roles. And so all of them have to be there in order to be able to change their roles. That's the bottom line. But where it was streamlined, it was streamlined in terms of not needing Maisa Kinyan, and it was streamlined in terms of not requiring Edim. Those are the two areas that it was streamlined. But in terms of the people that are there, they have to know what is their new role. All three of them have to be present. We'll see in a few minutes that there may be Zahava Mina, that in certain cases one doesn't require Bafanav, but the Maisa, my Metzoshtim requires Bafanav. That is in terms of the why. In terms of how it works, so over here we pointed out that Rashi, my taima, Rashi says, my taima, the Fugimon Beis, milvekana, halesa be'enei deliknia, that the Gemara wasn't bothered of how my Metzoshtim works in Pikadon. That was a given. That Maimat Shloshtan has a tam in Pikadon, that it's something which is kanereh recognizable. The Maitaima, the whole sugya, the Gemara over here is dealing with the world of halva'a. And we pointed out that's a machlokes in Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, whether we extend Maimat Shloshtan to the world of halva'a. To extend it to the world of halva'a, here we go through a shaklavatari of the sugya, ending up with Hilchos Abelotaima. But the question is, what's so unique about halva? Why was the Gemara over here pushing itself to understand how Maimat Shloshtan works in halva? So here we have Rabbi Notam and Tosfos that gives us the key. Tenehu leploni b'maimat shloshtan kana, Rabbi Notam, and daf yimol beis. Omer Rabbi Notam, da'af agav da hamocher shtar chov l'chaveiro v'chazar u'machalo, machuo, if mochar onosan b'matana b'maimat shloshtan, Eino yochol limchol. What is Rabbi Notam over here pointing out in terms of the basic nature of Maimat Shloshtan? How is this kinyan different than a classic Maisa kinyan, mocher shtarchov l'chaveiro, that you can sell a shtarchov, b'ksiro, b'mesira, with a Maisa kinyan? What over here is this distinction over here between mochol or eino mochol? So, just the background is that in every shtarchov, we have two shibudim. We have what's called a shibud haguf, and we have what's called a shibud nechasim. Now we have a machokas whether shibuda d'oraisa or shibuda lav d'oraisa. That's the question in terms of shibud nechasim. Shibud nechasim, that the nechasim that were in the hands of the lova at the time of the loan, and then they were transferred to a third party, to a fourth party, etc., are those in lien to the malva or not? So there's a day of Shibuda d'oraisa, that even in a milve ba'al peh, they're in lien. There's a day of Shibuda lav d'oraisa, that yitachem, that this is a construct that was created by Rabbanan. We paskin that in a milve ba'al peh, that there's no Shibud nechasim. In a milve bishtar, there is a Shibud nechasim. So in a milve bishtar, we have two Shibudim. We have a Shibud haguf, and we have a Shibud nechasim. Namely, the lova as a gavra has to pay back the loan. And then, if he can't pay back the loan from what he has, from his own metaltalim, then we go to the nechasim and we say there's a shibud on the nechasim. Now, when a shtar chov is sold, what is being sold? Classically, mocher shtar chov l'chaveiro. What can be sold? When the malva has a shtar chov, right? The Reuven owes the malva $1,000. It's kach is written into the shtar chov. When the malva sells this shtar chov over to Levi, the shtar chov says the Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. When Shimon sells this shtar chov over to Levi, what is he selling? What is he selling?
Shibud haguf.
No. According to Rabbi Notam, you can't sell a shibud haguf. You can't sell a shibud haguf. A shibud haguf was created by the loan. The loan created a shibud haguf. The loan created a shibud Reuven is the lova. Reuven owes money to Shimon. That's a fact. Reuven borrowed money. He owes money. What the malva can sell is the shibud nechasim, the right to collect from the nechasim. That's what the malva can sell. But the shibud haguf, that's non-transferable. The lova is the lova of the malva. He's not the lova of the third party. This is not a din of avdus that we can sell an individual. We're just selling a shibud nechasim. And therefore, Since here we have the malva, here we have the lova, and then here we have the kona. So this person is kona shtar chov from the malva. So we say that the lova, the shibud haguf, on the lova remains on the lova. That the lova is mechuyav to the malva. Over here, what is being transferred is the shibud nechasim. Therefore, if chazar u'machalo, if the malva tells the lova, you know, I'm mochel b'chov, then it's mochel, because the lova owes the money to the malva. The lova doesn't owe the money to the kona. The shibud haguf is non-transferable. Since the shibud haguf remains between the lova and the malva has the ability, via machila, to cancel the shibud haguf. It comes to a longer bit of time and says, that's by a classic kinyan. By a classic kinyan, when someone is kona shtar chov, he's selling the shibud nechasim, the shibud haguf remains, and therefore, chazar u'machalo, macho. However, when we have the malva, the lova, and the kona, as a maimat shloshtan, and the malva tells the lova, the money that you owe to me, now you owe to party X, not only is the shibud nechasim transferred, but the shibud haguf is transferred. And now, if the malva afterwards wants to be mochel the lova, he can be mochel the lova. The lova is no longer chayev to the malva. The lova is now chayev to the kohen. That's the chiddush that we have over here in the world of maimat shloshtan. That's the question that the Gemara says, my taima, since when can you transfer a shibud haguf? Isn't a shibud haguf something that's created by the loan? The loan is between parties A and B, not between parties C and B. Yes?
If this is the chiddush of maimat shloshtan, why didn't the last Tosfos say that that's the chiddush of maimat shloshtan?
Which last Tosfos?
The Tosfos is asking, what's the chiddush?
Tosfos is asking why. Now, Tosfos over there asked, why were Chazal matakim? Yes, there's two questions. Why were Chazal matakim? And how does it work? These are two different questions. The why question, the ta'am, yesh, lama tiknu, the why question, they were matakim because it works ba'al korcho. They were matakim because, as Tosfos on Yudalat Amud Aleph says, we wanted a streamlined kinyan. That's why they were attacking. How it works, my taima, since when can you transfer a shibud haguf? That's what the Gemara over here is asking on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. This is a question of the how, not the why. That's the Gemara asked over here. The taima mai. So Amar Ameimar, Nase Ka'omer Lo Bishas Matan Ma'os, Shibadna loch l'didoch u'lechol da'asi machmasach. So the first teretz of the Gemara of Ameimar is that how is the shibud haguf transferred? What's Ameimar's teretz? How does the shibud haguf transferred? After all, doesn't Uvalova owe the malva the money? How can that be transferred? Isn't that built into the loan? What is Ameimar saying?
It's
ki'ilu, there's a t'nai. From when? From the moment of the halva, namely from the moment of the shibud. When the shibud haguf was created, it wasn't created as a personal shibud haguf. Mishtabda loch. It was created as a broader shibud haguf. Mishtabda loch, ulekol da'asi machmasa. I'm a shibud to you and to anyone who's going to stand in your shoes. Therefore, when we have over here someone who's kona d'shtar chov, he's now standing in the shoes. So already, the love was mishubud and the shibud haguf from the first moment to that kone. It's only Igloi Milsalem Afreya to whom he is Meshuba. That's Abayi's understanding of Maimat Shloshtan. That Maimat Shloshtan is telling us that every loan has within it a broadening of the Shibud Haguf that can be fleshed out later on. The Maimat Shloshtan simply fleshes out the original broadening. Amar Ameimar, Naase Ka'omer Lo Bishas Matan Ma'oz, Shabad Nalach Ledidoch Lechol Da'asu Machmasach. Amrei Abayi Ravashi Lameimar, Ela Me'ata, you're limiting Maimat Shloshtan. You're limiting Maimat Shloshtan to a generation of the oldies, right? Of individuals who were around at the time of the first Shibud. But what if we have a youngster who grew up afterwards, right? The loan was 15 years ago, and this person is Sach HaKol, he's Bar Mitzvah this year, and the Malveh sells him the Shtarchov via Mamad Shloshtan. We can't have over here called Asi Machmasach. He wasn't in the picture at the time of the original loan. Hagamiata Hikna Ganoladim de Lohavi Bushas Matan Mal Sachinami de Lokanu, Dafilu Rav Meir Dabar Machin Dabar Shelo Boga Olam, Hanamiri Lidavar Shesh no Ba'olam, Lidavar Sheno Ba'olam Lo. Namely, if you're going to have to go back to the original Shibud, you're going to limit Maimat Shloshtan to individuals who were Nolad at that time. Otherwise, how can you have a Shibud Haguf? How can you have an Igloi Milsal Mafreya on something that simply wasn't Kayam? Elama Ravashi. Bahahi hanoa de kameshtan yale. Bein milva yeshana le milva chadosha. Gomer umishabed nafshe. What's the basic difference between Rav Ashi and Amemar? What's the chiddush over here of Rav Ashi? When is this shibud haguf created? According to Amemar, the shibud haguf, which is being now transferred to the kona, was created b'shas halva. According to Rav Ashi, when is it created? B'shas kinyan. B'shas kinyan. We're taking a milva yeshana, which is payable kimat immediately, and turning it into a milva chadasha that gives the lova some breathing space. Gives him at least 30 days. Damava shloshim yom. So in this, we have over here a new shibud haguf. We had a shibud haguf of the old halva, and here we have not just a transfer of the shibud nechasim. We have a new shibud haguf. Bahi hanoa, the lova wants to be meshabed himself to the kona. It's in his interest to be meshabed himself to the kona. He's like he's refinancing his house. He's reorganizing his loan. There must be a phrase for it. In other words, he's remortgaging, right? In other words, he's getting a new loan for an old loan that's in his interest. It's in his interest to have more time to pay back. So we have over here a new shibud haguf. Therefore, if the original malveh chazar u'machalo, ain't no macho. It's no longer a shibud haguf, the original malveh, we have a new shibud haguf. But then the Gemara says, Amelei huna bar berei de Rav Nechemi l'Rav Ashi, ela meyata kegon hanei de bei Rav El Yoshiv, de kaftei v'shakli la'alter, hachinami de l'okano. Again, we're limiting Maimat Shloshtan to situations where the loveh has breathing space. If we're giving the loan over to a loan shark, which is not in the best interest of the loveh, we're going to say Maimat Shloshtan doesn't work. We don't find that in Chazal, that it depends to whom we're giving the loan. Or we're giving it to a person who is a member of the mafia, or we're giving it to a tzadik yisod olam. In other words, we don't find such a distinction. Im kein, nasata dvrecha l'shiurim, elar mar mazutra. We're stuck. This is really a milsa below taima. To have a shibud haguf, which is going to be transferred without any means of transference, it's not based on the original shibud haguf that was expanded. It's not a new shibud haguf that's coming in with the ratzon of the lova. This is the hilchos below taima. That here, Chazal created a mechanism via hefker bezdin hefker. Chazal created a mechanism in which not only is the shibud nechasim transferred, but the shibud haguf is transferred. That's a milsa below taima, and that's what that's where the Gemara sort of got stuck and said that there's no reasonable explanation. Okay, that's in terms of halva, but pikadon kanera everything is hanky dory, everything is fine by pikadon. We don't have to come on to all of these shibud haguf, shibud nechasim. There's no problem of how Maimat Shloshtan works in terms of pikadon. But we have to ask ourselves, why is there no problem? I mean, what construct are we using in terms of pikadon that's going to allow for the Gemara just to say, oh, pikadon is fine. Halva, here we have a hilchos delo taima. So he pointed out at the end of last week's shiur that we have a chakira in terms of two options of how classically Maimat Shloshtan works. To give the chakira a name, there's a sefer. What is it called? It's a series of svarim that's in the Beis Medrash, written by someone relatively recently. There's a volume on kinyanim.
Pre-Moshe,
right? Okay. So anyway, he likes to give things names, which is very, very good. So he calls this a machlokes between the Ktzos and the Pnei Yoshua. I'm not sure that the Pnei Yoshua says what he says. The Ksos does say what he says. He wants to call it Mahoksin the Ksos. The Ksos is Sivan Kuf Kafches, Siv Katan Yudalad, and the Pnei Yoshua is Alatar. And the Chakira was what we spoke about last time, that we have in Maimar Shloshtan A and B and C. A and B have the original relationship. Let's assume we're dealing with a pikado, okay? So here we have a mafkid, and here we have a shomer. And then A goes and tells B, the object that you're watching, I want you not to be my shomer, I want you to be C's shomer. Namely, that we're going to turn C into the mafkid. Okay? That we have over here A being metzaveh to B, that the object that he's watching, he's now watching for C. Right? This is one mode of viewing it. The other way of viewing it again, we have A and B and C, is that what we have over here is that B is returning the object to A. A is now giving the object to C, and then C is telling B, the object which is in your hands, I want you to be my shomer. Namely, that we have the same, we have the same structure. So instead of A telling B to give the object to C, we have B ki'ilu returning the object to A giving it over to C, and then C telling B, the object which you're holding was given to me by A, and therefore now you owe it to me. Those are the two constructs. This is a construct of the Ksos. This is the construct of the Pnei Yoshua. What's the difference between these two constructs of Ma'amad Shloshtan conceptually? Conceptually. Let's take the construct of the Ksos. Does this sound familiar to you? That A is mitzaveh to B, that that which you're holding, I want it to belong to C. Is that similar to something that you've heard previously? That's true, but you can go even more familiar.
Mitzvah
kan divrei ameis. What else?
Alright,
but even more familiar. What? Zechiah, the whole concept of Zechiah. What A is telling B, how is the object going to get to C? A is telling B, I want you to be Zolcha, the object for C. And this object has to get to C. There's only a tzibui. The tzibui from A to B, via the tzibui of A to B, we have over here Ke'en is Zechiah, that B is Zolcha in this object for C, and then B is now holding on to it for C. Anyway, this is the whole world of Zechiah l'Adam Shal Bafanav, of Tein Kiskli, of Divrei Shlimi Rak Iksuvim Iksuvim Damu, of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Hames. It's an extension. That what Chazal did in the world of Maimon Shloshtan is that they said that via a tzivui, we have over here an oral tzivui, like Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Hames, like Divrei Shlimi Rak Iksuvim Iksuvim Damu, like Tein, like Zechei. We're dealing with a tzivui, that via a tzivui, we have the ability of transferring property to a third party. That B, who's holding on to the object, he's ki'ilu, again, ki'ilu. He's not actually picking it up, necessarily. He is simply ki'ilu, bringing this into the reshus of C, and now he owes it to C. That we have over here a process of kinyan, an extension of zechiah, that we're just extending it beyond what we've seen up to this point, to the degree that it works even bal korcho, even if B doesn't want to. Right? Normally, Zechiah only works if B wants to. If B wants it and C wants it, here we're dealing Baal Karko. B may be very happy being the Lov of A, or being very happy being the Shomer of A. A doesn't bother him, A doesn't question him, A doesn't shepherd him. C, he's a nudnik. So even if it's against the best wishes of B, we don't care. Ma'amad Shloshtan is even Baal Karko. That's what Rabbi Natan pointed out. Yes, Daniel?
Is it also possible that from Kosos Kolomer to Keomer Zukudami, that an extension from Zechiah would be also that you don't have to physically give it over?
Certainly, 100%. Right, that we're dealing over here with a tzivui that creates a transfer of the object from A to C. The object that belonged to A now belongs to C via this tsivui. Okay, so we have over here then this triangle that creates the tsivui that A is mitzada to B, B then is mazaka in the object for C, and now B owes C the money rather than owing it to A. However, there's another construct totally. What's the construct over here? What happens in Maimon Shloshim when these three people are around? Previously, we had a relationship between A and B. A was the machkid, B is the shomer. A was the malva, B is the lova. What happened via Maimon Shloshim? What happened to that old relationship?
Broken down.
It broke totally. In other words, namely, the old relationship is batel umavuto. It's as though B returns the pikadon to A. He is no longer a shomer of A. Or B returns the halvaah to A. He no longer owes money to A. And instead of that, what do we have? A totally new relationship that was created between B and C. B is now the shomer of C. B is now the lova of C. Namely, that we are taking an old relationship, we are nullifying it, and we are creating an entirely new relationship. This has nothing to do with the world of kinyanim, of zachia, v'chulei. This is not a transfer. This is a replacement. We're replacing an old relationship with a new relationship. If this is true, that we have these two ways of understanding, that we have over here the world of kinyan and the world of chayavut chadasha, a whole new relationship between B and C, which is being created, yesh me'ayin, so we should find it in the Rishonim, right? In other words, if it really, we have these two ways of learning, it shouldn't wait until the Pnei Yehoshua and the Ktzos to get to us. There should be nafkaminas that would be able to explain in one direction or able to be explained in the other direction. Let's go back a minute to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosos Dibur Hamaskil, Tenu Mana Leploni, points out, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tenu Mana Leploni points out, V'ashme'inan delo tikun maimot shloshtan bishtar ela b'mamon. That the whole din of Maimat Shloshtan was said by mana, by money, not by get, not by shtar shichur, only by mana. We don't apply Maimat Shloshtan to the world of shtaros. That appears to be a very, very arbitrary sort of kvi. I mean, it explains the Mishnah that we have Maimat Shloshtan only applies to the seifa, to mana, and not to the resha that deals with shtaros. So if you look with me into the Ran, the Ran was bothered by this limitation. Even if we want to say it's pshat in the Mishnah, it has to be understood. So on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, if you look in the Ran over there, about 8 lines from the bottom of the page, it says, "Tenu mana leploni umeis yitnu lachar misa." Sorry, let me just turn this off. Tinumana leploni umeis yitnu laachar misa. Ika demuki la begemar b'mamet shloshtan. The mishem hachi zacha ploni ba'osa mana. Umashma minei dafka b'mana habeget shichur afilu mamet shloshtan lo yitnu laachar misa. V'gon hai detani b'mana yitnu amar begetu shtar shichur lo yitnu. Okay, now the question is why? If we're dealing with mamet shloshtan, why shouldn't it work for the get and shtar shichur? Beget pshita the mamet shloshtan la mahani. The rotik de maimet shloshtan el bemide de schus el bemide de chov alo. Aval bishtar. Why shouldn't we have over there maimet shloshtan? Sarech Talmud. Amai lo mahani midin maimet shloshtan. She'asu bo chachomim she'eno zoche. Midin maimet shloshtan. She'asu bo chachomim she'eno zoche kezoche. Ela mikan yesh lilmod. She'lo tiknu chachomim bishtar maimet shloshtan. V'taima de milsa. Mishum de bishlema bedavar shebegufa mamon. Ikol ha-meimar migo de-matzi zachi le-nafshei Takin Rabbanan Deriski Lachavre. Aval Dover Shengufa Mamon Kishtar, Lomotzi Zachi Bey, Lo Takin Rabbanan Deriski Lachavre. Zenirali. Which construct is the Ran using? The Ktos, right? He's talking about Kinyan. He's talking about Zachia. He says that we can only apply the world of Zachin, something that B can be Zocha for himself, he can be Mezakeh for a third party. Something that B can't be Zocha for himself, he can't be Mezakeh for a third party. So a mana that he can lift and be Zocha for himself, that he can be Zocha for a third party. However, a star that he can't be Zocha for himself, he can't be Zocha for a third party. Namely, this has nothing to do with the Pnei Yoshua. This is the Ktos. So we have over here that the Ran over here already said that which the Ktos, that which the Pnei Moshe calls the Shita of the Ktos. That's on one hand. On the other hand, let's go back to Daf Yudalid Amid Beis. Tneu leploni memaimat shloshtan kana. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the afagav the mocher shtarchov lechaveiro, v'chazer machalo machu, Machar onasan b'matan b'mamad shloshtan eno yachol limchol. What we dealt with earlier in terms of the uniqueness of Maimad Shloshtan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the uniqueness of Maimad Shloshtan? That in Maimad Shloshtan, not only is a shibud nechasim being transferred, but a shibud haguf is being transferred. Namely, that we are viewing the kona as the new malva. We're viewing the kona as a new malva, and now the Lova owes the money to the Kona and not to the original Malva. And so the original Malva can only be Mochel. What construct is that? We have over here, we pointed out, this is the Hitchayvut Chadasha. Right? But here we have a whole new world. Instead of the Lova, instead of over here we're having a Malva and a Lova, this is cancelled out. And we have instead of that a new Malva and a new Lova. Right? That we have over here a whole new world. This is nothing to do, or instead of this not Dafke Malva and Lova, could be over instead of having a Mafkid and a Shomer, we have a new Mafkid and a new Shomer. That we created a whole new relationship. We create a whole new relationship, so clearly, if the Malva, the original Malva, wants to be Mochel, Chazer Machalo, Eno Machel, he's no longer in the picture. He's no longer in the picture. There's nothing residual which is left. Classically, when you sell a shtar chov, you sell the shibud nechasim, the shibud haguf remains by the malva. This is not a classic kinyan. This is not a classic transfer. Here we have a recreation or a creation of a new relationship. The new relationship, over here, we have a shibud haguf between this lova and this malva. That can't be canceled by the original malva. Then we get over here, we have, instead of Pnei Yoshua, we have Rabbeinu Tam. But what I'm aiming for is not so much to say, oh, this is the Ran and this is Rabbeinu Tam. Are the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam talking really on the same plane? Are they talking about apples and apples, or are they talking about apples and oranges? We pointed out that we have two issues in Maamad Shloshtan. Maamad Shloshtan, according to Rav Zvid, only applies to Pikadon. Gemara says that Rav Papa understands that Maamad Shloshtan is expanded also to the world of Halva'a. And the Gemara asks, Rav Zvid can understand. What is the din of Rav Papa and Halva'a? And it comes out to a Hilchasa below Taima. How can we take this construct and move it over to here? What perhaps was the, you know, would be the din of Maimat Shloshtan in Pikadon, and what would be the din of Maimat Shloshtan in Halva? Well, it's rather, up to now, we said, oh, we have Machlokes between the Ktos and Pnei Yoshua. How does Maimat Shloshtan work? Because we have Machlokes between the Ran and the and Rabbeinu Tam, how does Maimad Shloshtan work? Does it have to be a machlokes between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam? Do you have to set up a machlokes between the Ktos and the Pnei Yoshua?
Oh, you should get some forms of the skulls like the Rana and the Rana. And Papa's
Nachon, Rav Zvir understood Maimad Shlosh Tan as an extension of a Zechiyah, as an extension of a Kinyan, that we are transferring property from A to B. This is in the world of Pikadon. It fits in very, very nicely. If the Pikadon are Shtari Chov, then Maimad Shlosh Tan can't work, because Shtari Chov don't lend themselves to Zechiyah. But we're dealing over here with Via Atzivui, we're dealing with a Kinyan, that we're being Machne, whatever was in the hands of B, to C. That works in, you know, as an extension of the world of Sriya. In the world of Halva'a, here we have a whole new concept. Here we have a Chayvut Chadasha. Here we have a Shibud Haguf being moved from the original Malva to a third party, who wasn't even a Malva. Now we have a Shibud Haguf of the Lova to the Malva. This is a totally new construct. So in other words, it could be that Elu ve'Elu. Doesn't have to be a Machlokes, is Maimat Shalashtan X or Y. It could be that Maimat Shalashtan is X and Y. It depends on what area. In the area of Pikadon, which lends itself to the world of Kinyanim and Zechiyah, there Maimat Shalosh Tan is going to be an extension of Zechiyah. In the world of Halva'ah, where Bemet we have in the world of Maimat Shalosh Tan a whole new, an entirely new framework, that now we've recreated a shibud haguf, not between A and B, but between C and D. This would work with a cloning, namely that C is now standing in the feet of A. C is now replacing A. We had a malva and a lova. We take the title malva and move it from A to C. It's not a transfer of property. It's a transfer of relationships. We're mevatel the original relationship, and we're creating a whole new relationship. That would explain. Look at the end of that Tosos. Dibur Masfil Tenehu. Sorry, the Tosos afterwards. Maimat Shlosh Tan Kana. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. This is the same Rabbeinu Tam. The Lotiknu Maimat Shlosh Tan Beoved Kochavim. Imanif God Ohalove Oved Kochavim. Va'amar Le Yisrael Tenehu Le Yisrael Acher. Lo kana. Why? Kevon dafilu amar lo zechi lo kana. Kevon she'ein zechia lo ve'kochavim. Who's talking about zechia? This is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said in the previous Tosfos, we're dealing with a new hitchayvut. In other words, who cares that we can't have zechia? But no, in other words, that if we're talking over here about a nifkan, right? We're talking over here about someone. In other words, in the world of Pikadon, so then in the world of Pikadon, we're working with the din of Zechiyah. The din of Zechiyah requires a certain degree of shlichus. We don't find that shlichus in the world of a goy. The shlichus requires a ben bris, etc. Namely, that we always have to deal with it on two planes. That Maimat Shlosh Tan can be dealt with on two planes. When we're dealing on the plane of Pikadon, then we're working with the construct of Zechiyah. When we're dealing on the plane of halva, then we're dealing on the world of hitzchayvus chadasha. In other words, it could be there's no machlokis over here between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rad. Simply depends what we're referring to. Hu hadin on daf yudalad, where is it? In the Gemara, in terms of ksuva, or we say maimat shlosh tan doesn't apply to a ksuva. Right, and Tosas your maskil tenehu. Tosas says, "V'yim tomar perakachov el gabehi shechavu ba'achirim tis ben k'suvasa betovas hanaa harkati timkar b'mamad shloshtan." Tosas concludes, "V'yeshlomar two lines from the end of Tosfos, three lines from the end of Tosfos, d'lo takinu maimad shloshtan b'k'suva." The efshar shalotavo lidei gvia leolam. Lo takinu maimat shloshtan b'ksuva. The efshar shalotavo lidei gvia leolam. A ksuva is basically a shtar chov. It's a Shtarchov. By Shtarchov, we said that we're dealing with a Hitchayvut Chadasha. That has to be, in order to have a Hitchayvut Chadasha, you have to be Mevatel, the previous Hitchayvut, and set up a new one. So in a loan that lends itself to be collected immediately, it's Kegavui, in a normal loan. So you could say the original loan is as though it's paid, and here we have a new loan. A Ksuva, who says it's ever going to be Gavui? In other words, we can't transfer the Ksuva from party A to party B, right? With the construct that we have over here of C standing in for A. Because we have to be Mevatel, the previous Hiskaivus, set up a new Hiskaivus. That can't be done within the world of Ksuva.
So,
what? Yes? So Tosis says no. Then what Tosis is saying, that within the world of Halva, that already, no, that can't go. In other words, that each of these two frameworks of Maimat Shloshtan has to be fulfilled in terms of its own conditions. So if we're dealing with the world of Kinyanin, so here Shtaros are excluded, Goy is excluded. If we're dealing in the world of Halva, so here we have the din of Chazar Umachalo Eino Machul. This is as opposed to a classic Kinyan. And here we have a din that doesn't apply the Ma'it Ksuva, doesn't apply to the form of Ksuva, that it won't fit into this construct. These won't fit into this construct. Each of them have their own construct. Okay? Perhaps. I'm just saying, in the Sefer Pri Moshe, he didn't say this. I mean, all he did was bring the Machlokes, the Ksos, and the Pnei Yoshua, and say these are two ways of viewing all Maimat Shloshtan. I'm just offering it to serve, perhaps, as a means of understanding why the Gemara was not bothered by Pikadon. Pikadon, that's a classic Kinyan. It's an extension of things we're already aware of. We know there's a din of Zechia. We know that there is a din of Dvarim that can serve as a Kinyan. So here we have a extension of the world of Zechia, an extension of Tein Kizechia, an extension of Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Hames, an extension of Arvo. So it's a classic Kinyan. Masha Einkein, in terms of creating an entire new Hitchayvut, Puf Yesh Me'ayin, that we're being Mevatel, the previous connection, and creating a whole new connection, a whole new framework, that already is a Hilchas Abelotayma. Okay. And Daf Yudalan Amad Aleph, in terms of Hilchas Abelotayma, the Gemara points out that we have over here a triad. We have three dinim that are Hilchasa below Taima. We have Maimat Shloshtan is Hilchasa below Taima. We have the principle that Kosev Kol Nechasev Leishto Lo Asa Ela Apotropia. That's a Hilchasa below Taima. Even though he wrote one thing, we're interpreting it as something totally different. He wrote that she should be a Kona, Kosev Kol Nechasev, and we're turning her into a Shomer. And the third one is Hamasi Isha Libno Gadol Babayit Kinao. That the house comes along, the chuppah comes along with the Nisuim. That the moment that we have Nisuim, that the bayis goes along with the Nisuim. All three things over here are Hilchasa below Taima. If we look in the Rambam in these three halachas, we find something very interesting. The Rambam is split between Hilchos Mechira and Hilchos Zechia Umatana. So, in Hilchos Mechira, in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, Hayu Omdim Shloshtan. The Amar Lo Mana Sheish Li Biyadcha Bein Pikadon Bein Bemilve. We paskin like Rav Zvid, like Rav. Tenehu Laze Kana Levi. Ve'en Echad Mishlosh Tan Yachol Lachzerbo. Ve'Dovar Ze Amru Chachamim Shi Halacha She'en La Ta'am. Lefikach En Lemeidin Mimena Ledin Acher. Okay, quotes the Halacha and quotes the fact that it's a Hilchos Abelotayma. Moving over to Hilchos Zechia U Matana. In Perek Vav, if we look at the din of Kosev Kol Nechasav Leishto, I'm sorry, let's start first Hamasi Isha Libno. Perek Vav Halacha Tesvav. Masi b'no gadol b'besula b'bayit kana habayit. With the condition hushiyu nisuim rishonim lozeh haben v'lo heisi ha'av ben acher kodem lo. He's the bechor. This is the first wedding, his first wedding, the father's first wedding, etc. The halacha is that kana habayit udvarim elu kahalacha she'en lahem tam. I read it a little wrong. Dvarim elu kahalacha she'en lahem ta'am heim. Okay. V'nogu chachamim b'davar zeh me'omdan hadad. That even though there is no ta'am, but it's not totally arbitrary, but rather, even though he said X, we're doing B, we're doing Y, because that's what he meant. Shemirov simchaso v'ahavaso gomar v'hiknohu habayis. Hare shir, go shir lo la'atzmo klum. Etc. Okay? That's the Hilchos HaBelotayma number 2. That's in Perek Vav Halacha Tesvav. In that same Perek, 12 halachas earlier, the Rambam writes as follows: V'chein hakosef kol nachasav le'ishto, bein bari bein shkimira, af al pi shekonu miyado. He made a kinyan sudar with his wife and wrote a shtar that everything belongs to her. Lo asa'a ela apetropa al yorshav. So, doesn't mention at all Hilchasa Belotayma. What's going on over here? We have a Gemara saying that we have three things in Hilchasa Belotayma. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Mechira Hilchasa Belotayma. In the same parak of Zechiyah Matan, he brings the two halachos. In the latter one, he says it's a Hilchasa Belotayma. In the earlier one, he simply brings the halacha as a halacha without saying it's a Hilchasa Belotayma. How would you want, why would the Rambam change from the Gemara? The Gemara has three things to do Chasa B'lotayma. Why would the Rambam only mention two of them? What is the common denominator between the two of them? So of course, if I were to ask you, why is it really that if a husband writes a shtar that everything belongs to his wife, we say, oh, he only meant to make her an apitropa? Tosa says already on Daf Yudalid, Uba kosev nechazav leishto, mishum delo shavik librei, viyohiv leachrine. V'ein derech lasod keinel lechalik lakovod, ulemanosa apitropa. Kind of that's what he meant. What he wanted to do is give her a standing. He wanted to give her an honorary degree, but he didn't mean to actually give her the nechasim. After all, person wants a sense of continuity. His continuity is his children, not his wife. But he gave her the standing that she is the guardian. She's the guardian of the children. She is the shomeret. No, it's also omdan hadad. So we have over here two halachos in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana that are based on omdan hadad, that we read the person's mind. He says A, we read B. Right? His son is getting married. We go ahead and we give over the house to the son. He gives all his nechasim to his wife. We read his mind, and we say she's only a shomeret. She's not it's not a kinyan. In one of them, he says it's a hilchasa b'lotayma, and in the other one, he doesn't bother to say it's hilchasa b'lotayma. Yes. I agree with you that the issue is one of a kinyan, but I think that you could distinguish differently. In other words, we have over here three situations in which we have an omed hadas. Namely, Maimad Shloshan is also omed hadas, that when A tells B, give the pikadon to C, give the halva to C, we have an omed hadat that we have either here a zechiyah or we have a new hitchayvot. It's an omed hadat, even though nothing is on the table, we have no ma'isa kinyan. This is what A wants, and Chazal are following through to what A wants in all three cases. We're assuming the father wants to give the house, the husband doesn't want to give over the nechasim, and in Maimat Shloshtan we want that the loan or the pikadon be transferred. All of them are dinim of omed hadat. Two of them the Rambam calls Hilchos HaBelotayma, and one of them he leaves it out. So I'm just asking, what is the common denominator between the two that he calls Hilchos HaBelotayma and the one that he leaves out? Yes?
It's like in the two cases that he's quoting it, people are being awarded property that they never had any shaykhus to begin with. As opposed to in the case with the wife, so his children are your age, the property automatically. He's trying to undo that Yerusha to them. So Chazal is coming to say that he can't, he doesn't really undo that, and he's just making his wife into a...
I would take it sharper. I mean, Binyamin is 100% correct, but you could be 110% correct. In other words, what Binyamin, I think, is saying is that to create a kinyan with Omed Hadat, that's a Hilchos, that the Rambam calls Hilchos HaBelotayma. To be mafkia a kinyan with Omed Hadat, that you don't have to call Hilchos HaBelotayma. Right? In other words, that in the case of the husband and the wife, There was a Kinyan Suder. But we're saying that the Omed Hadat overrides the Kinyan Suder. The Kinyan Suder made his wife the owner of all of his property. The Omed Hadat is no one that would ever make his wife the owner of all his property in lieu of his children. So the Omed Hadat is Mafkia the Kinyan. Masha'en Kain, in the case of Maimat Shloshtan and in the case of the Bayis, there the Omed Hadat is that which is creating the Kinyan. So to create a Kinyan with Omed Hadat, that we call a Hilchos HaBelotayma. To be mafkia a kinyan with Omed Hadat, that the Rambam doesn't give a title. That's we'll call it Svara Yeshara, that the kinyan was never meant to be a serious kinyan, it was simply meant as an honorary kinyan, not a halachically valid kinyan. Okay, in other words, it depends where you draw the line. Yes? I said it depends where you draw the line. In all of the cases, we are basically overriding the legal necessities with Omed Hadat. But in two of them, we're overriding it in terms of creating, and one of them, we're overriding it in terms of negating. So you could call all of them Hilchos HaBelotayma. All of them are overriding the classic legal letter of the law. We're overriding the letter of the law in all three of them. However, in two of them, the overriding of the letter of the law is much more sharp than the overriding of the letter of the law in the third one. So just one more nekuda to complete this concept of Maimat Shloshtan, and that is that the Gemara has a havamina that maybe there'd be a difference between a matana gedola and a matana ketana. That maybe, if we're dealing with the matana gedola, then A, B, and C have to be standing and seeing one another. In a matana ketana, maybe it would work even if all three of them are not present. Kamash malan, even a matana ketana requires all three the presence of all three to yud mamad shloshtan. Right? The Gemara says, and daf yudal namad aleph, that we would imi ahi hava amina hani mil matana meruba ava matana mu'etes oli boi befanav, kamash malan. Question is, what's the difference between a matana meruba and a matana mu'etes? Generally, we have a principle of Din pruta kedin mea. Right? If you steal if a goy steals a pruta, he's chayav misa. If a Jew steals a pruta, he's over a lav of lo sigzol. My nafkamina between matana mu'etes and matana meruba. What over here would be the havamina? So Tosfos gives us the key. Tosfos points out that this distinction between matana meruba and matana mu'etes is also brought in another context by mechusrei amana. Mechusrei amana is when we have two people who are talking, and one of them says to the other one, "You know, you've been my best friend all these years. You've helped me through. You've been listening to me. You've helped me through many problems. I decided I'm going to give you my car." Right, and then he has second thoughts, or he decides, "You know, you've been my best friend. I decide I'm going to give you my ballpoint pen," and then he has second thoughts. So the Gemara says that in the first case, we don't call that mechusrei amana. In other words, nechon, people should keep their words, but over here, it's not considered to be a moral problem if he doesn't keep his word. But if he doesn't give him the ballpoint pen, then he's mechusrei amana. This is a moral fault. Just to read the Gemara Bava Metzion Daf Mem Tes, just to read it in the Rambam. Ojos. find it, Rambam. Maimat Shloshin is Perek Vav of Yochas Mechira, and this is Perek Zayin. Hanosei v'hanosein b'dvarim bilvad. Harezeh ro'ui la'amod lo b'diburo. Aval b'shelo lo'akach min hadomim klum. Lo rasham, lo hiniach mashkon. V'kol achozer bo bein lokeach, bein mocher. Aval b'sheno chayev l'kabel mishapara, because there was no transfer of anything. That's in terms of a business deal. And the Rambam explains, but you tell me, what's the difference between the two cases, between the car and the ballpoint pen? Why by the car do we not view it as mechusrei amana, while by the ballpoint pen we view it as mechusrei amana? Right, he says that in the world of the car of the matana mu'etes, hare samcha daito shel makabel kishivticha. When he says, "Give me a ballpoint pen," that made sense. You know, it's something nice, symbolic that you give someone who's your friend. Avo matana maruba ein bachisaron amana lo he min lo sheiten lo dvar me'elu ad sheyakne lo bedvar makonim bahem. I mean, if you would have made a kinyan suder, that's one thing. But stop to say, people say things. You know, it's, I'll give you my house. I'll give you the shirt off my back. Doesn't mean literally he's going to get the shirt off his back. Okay? So that's the difference. Now let's apply it over here. Why in our Gemara would we have had a havamina that by a matana mu'etes there's no need for all three to be bifnehem? By a matana meruba, there you need all three to be bifnehem. What does the bifnehem, why is the requirement of bifnehem? What's the requirement of your bringing all three together? In terms of what we discussed a moment ago. What's the nature of the three hilchasa belotayma? In all three, we don't have the letter of the law. But what do we have? We have an omer hadas. What creates the omer hadas? So in the case of the chasana, what creates the omer hadas is the fact that the father decided to have this wedding dafka in this house in order to be able to hand it over to the chasan and the kala. What creates the omed hadat in the world of the wife and the children is the desire of an individual for continuity and to honor his wife. What creates the omed hadas in the world of Maimat Shloshtan? The presence of all of them. In fact, I brought the two of you together, and now we have all three of us are together. I'm saying, I want you to do. I have omed hadas too. Either be mezakeh, to create a new itchayivut, etc. We'd have a havamina, when do we require the three together? In a matana maruba. But in a matana muetes, maybe we'd have an omen hadas even without that. But maybe matana muetes doesn't require bringing all three of them together. Kamash malan, that, to apply the omen hadas of mamad shloshin, you require all three together. Namely, what we see from mechusrei amana is that naturally there's more of an omen hadas by a matana muetes than a matana maruba. We would have thought that would have application to the world of Maimat Shloshtan as well. We wouldn't need all three together. Simply the fact we're dealing with Matana Mu'etzes per se would have an Omen Hadas. Kamash Malan, we require all three to be on the same, in the same plane at the same time. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of Maimat Shloshtan. We'll stop over here. But I'd like you, I'm going tonight, Emir Tzashem to Chutz Laretz, and I'm going to be back only a week from, I mean in terms of giving Shir, a week from Sunday. The Bechinas are, at least for those who are in Yeridea, the Bechinas are already over, so hopefully you'll be able to get back into things. If you could finish the Perek, in terms of Mar Makomos, basically Rashi Tosfos, the Rush, the Tosfos Ridov Alatar, not that difficult, and the Ran. The Ran, particularly on Daf Vav Amud Beis in the Alphas. Daf Vav Amud Beis, there's more of an Arichas over there in the Ran. And to try and understand the Machlokos Rishonim that we're going to see as we're going through the world of Zechiah, of Ten Kislin. And we're not dealing over here with any new topics. What we're doing is we're fleshing out that which we already discussed. We have over here Ten Kisli, we have Shlimeira, and we have Mitzvah Machmas Misa. The three that are not called Hilchos HaBalot Taima, even though to a certain degree they're all Chidushim of Chazal, but we have over here a common denominator that we're transferring things via Omed Hadas. Via Omed Hadas, via Tzivui, the question is how far does the Omed Hadas go? Okay, so I'd like to, if we can finish the Perek before Purim, fine, and then Bli Neder after Purim, we'll move over into the next Perek. Miseder. Those who are interested in the Shiur on Hilchos Purim, so Amir Tzashem, 11:30. Thank you. Thank you very much.